Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Starting with high school basketball from last night on the girls' side of things. It was North Lynn, number 3 in Class 1A, being beaten by number 12 in Class 3A, Mount Vernon. North Lynn no longer undefeated as the Mustangs got the Lynx in Mount Vernon, but the final score of 50-46 in a makeup contest from last weekend. Latest boys basketball rankings released by the Iowa High School Athletic Association in Class 1A, Grandview Christian still number 1 at 19-0. The Lynx of North Lynn are also 19-0. They are number 2 still. In Class 2A, Central Lyon is number 1. The Beckman Blazers, after winning the River Valley Conference North Division last week, for the first time ever in program history, Beckman boys an outright conference champion. They did share the WAMAC East Division back in 2013. Blazers in the top 10 at number 10 with their 15-5 record. In Class 3A, number 1 is Bondurant Farrar, number 5 Cedar Rapids Xavier, Marion at number 6, Waverly Shellrock is number 10. In Class 4A, the number 1 team is 16-0 Cedar Rapids Kennedy, number 8 Dubuque Senior. The association also releasing Class 1A and 2A basketball pairings for the postseason yesterday late afternoon, starting in Class 1A in Substate number 3, District number 5. It's Edco hosting West Central in Edgewood on Friday night. That'll be our featured coverage area game of the night, as the Vikings are 3-17, hosting 2-18 West Central. The winner of that will play next Monday at North Lynn, taking on the Lynx. Maquoketa Valley is home to Clarksville next Monday night, the 13th at 7 o'clock. East Buchanan will travel to Jackson Junction to take on Turkey Valley. In District number 6, Starmont will travel up to Lansing to take on Key High at 7 o'clock this coming Friday night. In Class 2A, Substate 4, District number 8, Beckman will get a bye and will not open up their postseason until Thursday the 16th, as they will host the winner of the Denver Olwine contest. Three coverage area teams belong in Class 2A Substate 5 in District number 9. Cascade will open up with a first-round home game against Waterloo Columbus on Monday night the 13th. The winner will travel to Jessup on the 16th. Anamosa will play at Comanche in Round 1 coming up on the 13th. The winner of that one gets to go to Monticello to take on the Panthers on the 16th. Our postseason basketball coverage starts up with girls play on Thursday night, as Maquoketa Valley will host Central City at 7 o'clock in Delhi. Bill Logan and I will have the call from Maquoketa Valley High School Gymnasium. The regular season is winding down. A good slate of games in the coverage area coming up for a Tuesday night. We'll have two featured games from KMCH Sports featuring West Delaware on the KMCH Sports video stream tonight. It's the West Delaware boys hosting Mount Vernon inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School. Luke Emslin and I will have the call at Mount Vernon tonight. The West Delaware girls will travel for their final regular season contest. Hawks at the Mustangs around 7:15 with Bill Logan and Roger Wright. To the world of swimming now, West Delaware junior Zach Winger became the first ever West Delaware student athlete to qualify for the Iowa High School Athletic Association State Swim Meet coming up this weekend. Zach swims for Dubuque Hempstead in a co-op sharing agreement with West Delaware. The 2023 State Swimming Championships will be held this coming Friday and Saturday at the University of Iowa Recreation and Wellness Center. Zach will be participating in three events, the 200 individual medley, the 500 freestyle, and he's a part of the Hempstead 400 free relay squad. Tri-Rivers Conference Boys Wrestling made up their conference meet that was postponed because of weather a week and a half ago. Lisbon winning the team title last night down at Midland High School in Wyoming with 198 points. Second was East Buchanan with 169.5. North Lynn coming in third with 138. The Stars of Starmont fourth with 132. Midland was fifth. Maquoketa Valley was 76.6. Albernette seventh. North Cedar eighth. Edco with 44 points was ninth. Central City 10th. And Springville coming in 11th. To the world of Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball, National Player of the Year candidate Caitlin Clark earned Big Ten Player of the Week honors. The conference announced yesterday afternoon as it marks Clark's 17th weekly award from the conference, which ties for third most in conference history. She has garnered weekly honors five times this season, which is a conference best. Clark led the Hawkeyes to their third AP Top 10 win of the season versus number 8 Maryland. She registered 42 points, shooting 13 of 19 from the floor, adding 8 assists and 7 boards. It was her fourth career 40-point performance against an AP-ranked opponent, which ties for the most by any player over the last 20 seasons. It was Clark's 13th game this season with 25 or more points, 5 or more rebounds, and 5 or more assists, which is the NCAA best. Clark is averaging nearly 28 points, 8 assists per game, and 8 rebounds a contest. The nationally ranked Hawkeyes are set to travel to Indiana Thursday. They'll have a 5:30 tip-off time at Assembly Hall in Bloomington. The game will be televised on the Big Ten Network. Top 25 men's college basketball from last night. Number 9 Kansas with the minor upset over number 5 Texas, 88-80. It was number 19 Miami all over Duke, 81-59. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.